What's up, everybody? This is episode 49 of season 4 of the award-winning Press X to Start podcast. Press X is a weekly gaming podcast about inclusivity and its place in gaming. Games for everyone, and we here at Press X hope to break down the walls of exclusivity with our discussions on news, reviews, and all things video games. I'm your host, your heavyweight champion from Wichita, California, a.k.a. the janitor because of be watch niggas, a.k.a. Richie from A Christmas Cancellation. Find me on Amazon Prime. Watch that junk right now.
He did it. He did it.
Yeah.
Nigga, we made it. It is Sean MF Frost.
What the MF stand for?
I still may be Cyberpunk Lou Bega, but I got a samurai jacket on now.
You do.
Ooh, I was going to make a joke, and that would have not been... I am DJ, a.k.a. Sexy Bad Choices, a.k.a. So Cyberpunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
A.k.a. Did you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm actually going to take this from the Quick Kids because I thought this was hilarious, and I can get this out the way right now. A airman from the world-renowned Space Force headed by Trump. Fuck you, Trump. Actually got demoted after skipping training to order a PS5.
Priorities.
The question is, was he successful?
Oh, yeah, he got it. And
all right, well,
as I said,
good.
He got demoted as well, but it is what it is, because as Sean says,
Space Force is temporary, PS5 is eternal.
There we go. There we go.
Welcome to Earth. And Jordan, a.k.a. JXBot, a.k.a. Jordan Raventhorpe, a.k.a. The One.
Oh, The One.
Because Cyberpunk.
Okay. I also like it when you called yourself Jordan XBot Series XBot. I thought that was fire.
Oh, yeah. 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 And also, Cyberpunk on Xbox Series X, right? In this,
But now that we're all introduced... we're going to go into what we've been playing, and you already know what we've been playing, so we're just going to talk more about Cyberpunk. So who wants to go first?
Yeah. I'll go first as the person that is the not farthest in the game. I've gotten to the point where I'm at the open world, and I've dug in a bunch of hours. I am 31 hours in, and I honestly don't know exactly how that's calculated, because it doesn't feel like I'm 31 hours in. And comparing to you guys and your levels and my level, I definitely don't feel like I'm 31 hours in. But I think a lot of that time went to me adjusting the controls that when I started.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you did spend way longer than any of us in the tutorial section of the game. So
motherfucking detailed oriented. That's what I... Yeah. Anyways. So I've grown accustomed to what this game is. And for me... What this game is a mixture of Fallout with GTA.
Yeah.
And I feel like this game was developed on a checklist, and I'm not sure if it really hit those marks, especially on the GTA side. I feel like a lot of the systems is lacking, like the star system is very weird. There's been a bunch of times where I... have like saw like tiger claws or whatever just chilling. I'm like, all right, that's a star thing. I'm gonna go attack them.
Yeah.
And I aim on them, and I get the little prompt was like, the police is like, oh, you're doing something illegal. I'm like, they're bad guys. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then
discharging a weapon.
And then after I beat them, like the star that I got from fighting them out in the streets, I guess it goes away, and I'm just like. That's weird. I also ran into another issue with that exact same scenario where a cop got involved, and it was a thing where it's like, and it was actually my first cop encounter in the game, and I didn't know if I should kill him or if I should let him go, but where he was, he kept encountering dead bodies. So it just kept pinging body discovered, body discovered, body discovered. I'm just like, can you leave so I can just collect the loot? So eventually I left and I came back and he was gone.
Why you ain't just put him to sleep?
Well, you get stars for that. It's, you get those crazy ass NCPD police, the ones that teleport.
And the one thing that bothers me in this game is that you have to go to a section to fast travel. Mm-hmm. So I was literally going to a mission and I saw the tiger claws and I did that. So I was like in between, like, I don't want to leave this area because I got a mission to do. And I thought I could just run to the mission, but that was just a whole nother can of worms. But the question is, am I enjoying my experience?
Mm-hmm.
I am whelmed by my experience right now. The shooting is hit and miss sometimes. When it hits, it feels great. When it misses, I have my sword now. And I also have Mantis Blades now. So don't really have that issue anymore. But it's one of those things where I'm kind of just waiting to see what the higher level weapons are. And the higher level are just like gear in general is. Because like the scopes have potential to be more impactful than just increase your range.
I wish they zoomed in more.
Yeah, like, I'm kind of waiting for like the rare tier or the like epic or legendary tier, like scopes and all the other stuff to see.
You
like,
probably got to craft that shit.
Yeah. Or, oh, that's a good point.
Or be like further me. Down. Yeah.
You know, there are books in this game that improve your levels.
Oh, yeah. The shard progression shards. What?
Yeah.
So what do you do with those? Do you
on some enemy bodies, if you pay close enough attention, and if you miss this, you will. There's an option to read shards within them that actually level up certain aspects, certain attributes, be handguns, be weapons, be hand-to-hand combat. But they're very rare, though.
Yeah.
But when you can,
interesting.
If you just press X, you will miss them.
So, wait, can you read them in the option?
I didn't find them in my options.
Are you talking about in your shards, like, after the fact?
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, they're, like, consumables. It's weird. Like, they're consumable books or consumable, like, reading things
that
increase your attributes. Only slightly, though. Not significantly. Like, okay. It's not a game ender.
No, I got some progression shards that allow you to spend progression points on enemies as well.
Mm. That would be nice because I feel like what's really lacking for me in this game is the progression with your skills. I feel like all the stuff that I read, I'm like, this is fine. It's not anything like groundbreaking until like you're like 15 or 16 points into the skill tree. And I'm just like, that's a lot of points to dig in just to get this one thing.
Yeah. What about who's next? Sean, Jordan?
Jordan, go ahead.
I'll go next. Yeah, so I'm at hour 45, and my base character level is 29, while street cred is 47. The way that I played this game switched up a little bit. It used to be strictly silence. I can still be, because I spend more points on intelligence and quick hacking. So, like, I just get the point of view of one camera, hack that camera, then just kind of go around the base short-circuiting people and, you know, just trying to bring down their health as much as I can before they notice me as a way for me not to spend my ammo for when I really need it. Because I did go into one boss fight, not at a handicap because, you know, like my character was pretty overpowered for the boss at the time. But there is times when I want to make sure I have as many bullets as humanly possible.
Right.
Which is, you know, a short commodity in this game if you're not careful. But yeah, no, the...
What weapon are you using?
I'm using all of them. I'm using sniper rifles, assault rifles, pistols, shotguns. I have a lot of my points in Annihilation, which is on a body, which improves both your SMG and your shotgun handling.
Well, Annihilation is shotgun and light machine guns.
Huh?
I said Annihilation is shotgun and LMGs.
Yeah. So, like, I've invested into, like, it was weird. At the beginning, I invested a lot in the shotgun, but I still wanted to be, you know, stealthy, which is kind of actually more
on. you can sneak up behind them and then blow their back out.
Yeah.
So, speaking of stealth in this game, I found out, like, my last playthrough that you can actually get double the XP if you do a non-lethal takedown for a person.
Since you told me that,
But
go to sleep, nigga.
But like my character is fairly well rounded in terms of like reflex, technical skills, body skills and intelligence. But I think intelligence is great when you're trying to hack those turrets. Like, put the turrets into assist mode. Mm-hmm. You can really fuck up the enemy by doing that. Like, that's a very fun thing that I started to do. But yeah, I mean, in overall impressions, firefights are very intense. The side stories have, like, their own theme to them. Like, some side stories are very dark. Like, one side story had me dealing with, like, something that dealt with the abuse of children.
Oh.
We found the perpetrators, and I handled them quickly. Because, like, the game...
Like, sounded like Obama.
Like, I've never, like, once again, another instance to which this game kind of put me emotionally, you know, invested as, like, yeah, I gotta kill these guys. Mm. Like, I have to kill them. I'm not going to leave this area knowing that they're still alive, so I just killed them immediately. And I love my V and Johnny's interactions have been hilarious. Like, there's a moment where it allowed me to flick Johnny off, and Johnny flicked me off back, and I flicked him off back. It was like a full minute of me flicking him off, you know, like, whatever, Johnny. Like, yeah, Johnny has become, I now feel for my V's anger towards Johnny. Like, I am now sick of Johnny. Like, not as in I'm sick of Keanu Reeves. I'm just like, I hate Johnny being in my head for specific regions. I'm like, dude, fuck you. Get out of my head.
So one comment about that kind of, and this is just like Cyberpunk systems, not necessarily like Johnny's performance or being in your head. I ran into an issue where I was in an elevator. Johnny appeared and he was talking to me and I was kind of moving the camera and I just moved it. I moved it just enough so it just wasn't in frame. Yeah, so he wasn't in frame anymore, and I went back, he was gone.
Yeah.
And I was like...
That's what's supposed to happen. He's supposed to disappear.
No, but, like, he was mid-conversation, and then he drifted away for a second. And
I didn't even know that was, like that was part of the systems for, like, talking to Johnny. Like,
maybe he's Batman.
And it honestly shouldn't be.
What? I mean, like, I love talking to Johnny... But
yeah,
I mean, like, no, I like how well written it is, to which it got me to a point to which I am antagonistic towards him.
Well, the problem is that there shouldn't be a possibility for you to accidentally skip a Johnny section.
Yeah.
You know,
they could just do like, I don't know, like you can press a button to like just ignore him, have him go away.
Right.
Or
right. That should be like, a button prompt. Like, you know, just wave him off or something. But you shouldn't be able to move the camera and, oh, well, I guess you don't want to talk. So.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, there are some characters, if you walk away, they're like, hey, I was talking to you, or I wasn't done talking to you.
Yeah.
Like, where are you going?
Yeah. You good, Jordan?
Yeah, no, I'm loving this game. So like between an 8.5 and a 9 for me right now.
Wow.
So to your earlier point of intense firefights, I ask, what firefights?
Oh, no, they're out there. Like,
that's my choice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's been full blown areas to which like has led to more NPCs coming through because I've raised the alarm, and then I blew up their cars, of course. But I've had some pretty intense firefights in this game.
So I get into firefights if I want to. I have tranquilizer rockets,
which is an oxymoron,
right? Which is insane.
They do 10 damage. Like before. If you just leave them as regular rockets, you know, they do a couple hundred damage, maybe up to 1,000. Mm-hmm. Tranquilizer rockets do 10 damage, and it just instantly knocks them out on the spot.
Bing. Yes, I would love that. Mm-hmm.
And, if I feel like doing a firefight, like, I showed you my build. I know it looks like my pistol is low level, but it does a good 1,500 to 2,000 damage on headshots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about, like, a tranquilizer rocket is just a rocket that doesn't explode. So you just shoot the rocket at them and it just ricochets off their head.
Pistols are very strong in this game. Like, pistols are pretty, like, effective, especially even the ones that are silenced. With, like, the silencers do reduce your damage by 15%, but they're still going to kill the guy.
Yeah. I tried the smart gun, and I just hated it. I just went back to my 4-shot, whatever the hell pistol this is, and I'm just tearing people's heads off. I think it has a 2.3 headshot multiplier.
Everybody from the 2.3. I actually, I have a smart shotgun, and that thing, boy...
Kabow.
Is it automatic?
Yes, just blowing niggas up. You can't run.
I'm liking some of the side quests. Earlier yesterday, I had a side quest where I was just driving past, and this guy was like screaming and dancing around in circles, grabbing his crotch. And apparently, he had got a faulty cyber penis installed. Mm-hmm. So I had to drive him to the nearest Ripper dock to fix it.
Yep.
Wait, you just hit that mission? That was the first side mission that I did.
Yeah, like you can do them in any.
Yeah,
order.
I know. I just.
That was also one of the first missions I did. So yeah, you can just stumble upon them at any time.
You gotta understand immediately once, like I said, I do shit out of order. So like I did all the tarot card missions like immediately.
Mm.
So I did a tour all around the map. So I've been around the high level places. So I did a lot of high level shit I probably should not have done, like I got the one painting for the money glitch that you can sell for 4,000, buy for $5, sell for
$5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should not have been high enough to do that, but I went to the nearest gun store, bought a sniper rifle, and took them all out and got the painting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then apparently, you know, you can have sex in this game.
Oh, yeah. Apparently.
Can you so?
Was it with the joy?
No. Go ahead, Sean.
So, you know, I accidentally had sex with a dude in the game.
Wait, what happened?
Nah, tell us. Nah, you gotta.
Okay. So look, I'm walking past a brothel, and I see it says 18 plus XXX whatever, and I see a dude standing outside, and I'm thinking he's the doorman.
Okay.
And
yeah,
he says, you know, your options are, you know, you look like you need a little bit of RELAXXX, and I'm like, okay. And a dialogue option was show me what you got. Now I'm thinking he's the doorman about to just bring out his spread of whores for me to choose from. Next thing I know, I'm riding dick.
Yeah.
And it just
so it was one of the joy robots.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
He said.
I was like, wait.
My dialogue officer was show me what you got. My V said show me what them hands do. And
did you really think?
Look, I was confused, man. I was so fucking confused.
The funny thing about that, outside of everything, is the fact that I also came across that same guy, I knew immediately that he was propositioning me for sex. I'm like, this nigga is trying to get me into.
Well, like there's two options in that location. There's one for the male next joy to each other. And one for the
what I'm saying is, my man was standing at the front door.
Yeah.
Of the brothel. I thought he was about to bring me in.
Oh man, this nigga. This nigga fell on dick on accident.
I will say though that like I got to that point where I saw the guy and I was like, I could kind of understand how Sean could get that confused, because the female joy toy is like
farther
close to him.
She's further down around the corner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just like, that's weird that it would.
It's not like there was two people on either side of the door.
Right, yeah.
You know, make your choice. And the worst part about it, I paid him a C note to just use and abuse me. And then you just wake up. I mean, he gave me sloppy toppy and everything. Like, I just didn't. It all happened too fast.
There was no no cuddles, no how you doing, want a breakfast burrito.
Is this the first? I mean, like this isn't like the first game that has like, you know, like the prostitution inside
Witcher.
Of it, right?
Witcher had it too.
The Witcher had,
yeah, the Witcher had brothels aplenty.
Well, I mean, I didn't play the Witcher. And you know, my previous experience with prostitutes in games was Grand Theft Auto, where they only had female prostitutes. So I just was not expecting this. So I immediately.
Well, you know what? That is interesting that this game is this the first game that allows you to have like different genders of you know, sex worker.
I mean, the first AAA game, maybe. I don't know.
Probably,
maybe.
Yeah, probably the first on console.
Well, you know what? You know
sure
what?
PC
no,
games.
No. New Taku may be full of them. But so, after that encounter, I immediately found the nearest female joy toy to rectify the situation.
That's funny.
I think your V's gonna be all right.
And she also left you used and abused in the bed and left.
And same outcome.
A question about that. At the end, like, she wasn't in the room for my game. It's gone.
Yeah, she was. She bounced.
Okay. I was making sure
She has to leave.
I was making sure it wasn't a bug or anything.
The transaction is over, Donald. You wanted like to talk to her? That cost us extra 50.
No, what I'm saying is that in Sean's
girlfriend, dude.
In Sean's game or in Sean's video or whatever,
it's a transaction.
You see the guy walk out of the room.
I know. It's a transaction. It's over.
I know. What I'm saying is. In the female version of that, she's just out of the room. So I was wondering.
Do you want her to be in a room? Like, you want to see her leave the room? Is that a part? Is that a kink? What's going on?
Shut your shit, Jordan.
In my video, you also see her leave, though. So
it might have been a bug then, because she was
courteous enough to show me her backside as she was leaving.
She's a breath of fresh ass.
Okay, see, I didn't get that, so probably a bug.
Nah, she was in the room the entire time. She was just invisible because the game bugged out. For me, I think when I checked, I'm like 26 hours in, and I don't know how accurate that is. I just know that I looked at the save file, and that was what it told me. I have officially turned the corner on this game in terms of I have just accepted what it is. This game is going to crash on me. It's wonky.
Yeah.
It's broken. But I am also enjoying the game for the most part. I've enjoyed this game way more than Watch Dogs, Avenger, like similarly busted janky games.
Yeah.
I am enjoying this far more, but I have many gripes with this game. One of which being, I think that while the world is interesting, the characters they presented us with are fun and interesting as well. And the story itself is pretty solid so far. I think that the way that they are executing this story and the interactions with these characters and whatnot is not great. I think that Johnny Silverhand, the character, is fine. Johnny Silverhand integrated into this story is terrible. Just bad. It's just not good. And
really? You think that? I thought it's been great so far.
The way that he just pops in and out, and you never quite really know where you stand in that relationship, because sometimes...
Oh, I know exactly where I stand.
Well, it's more so because...
Get out of my head, you son of a bitch.
I've had way too many moments where they're super aggressive to each other, and then the next time they're chummy, and I'm like, this makes no sense.
Yeah, I got you.
This makes no sense at all. And
or like the interaction that Johnny has, if you specific to that story arc,
right?
So much how it's been.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly, and it's that's not good. I don't think.
Gotcha.
And then,
there should have been a system tied to you and Johnny's relationship.
Yes.
Outside the story.
Yes.
And then, depending on where you are in that system, that will dictate his responses in story or whatever.
They didn't need to have like a Paragon Renegade system in this game, because that wouldn't make sense given what they're doing. But there should have been a Johnny Silverhand meter, like to see where you are in your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because otherwise...
I would like to hear what you say, because there's some pretty significant story beats involving Johnny on the main quest going forward, which I like. A part of me feels going to play into like a final decision at the end of the game, depending on whether or not you do like this one side quest this way or this one main mission this way. Like, if you were like, I'm not going to give you over control of my body to do this, like, or something like that.
Right.
Like, how antagonistic you were towards him.
I just wish that, because the way that he comes into your life is so aggressive and aggro and abrupt, that the fact that you can possibly, if you just explore the open world, because that's something that you can do because it's an open world game, the fact that literally an hour or so after I've just met this man and he forcibly tried to take over my body, I could stumble upon a side mission and you two are just buddying it up, is a problem. I think that is not, it's not well implemented in this game. I ran into a bug recently because I was in the Badlands doing a Pan-Am mission, and I stumbled across this side mission where, what's his name? I think El Capitan, the guy from, the leader of the Valentinos.
Yeah.
No, Padre.
No. Padre. Padre isn't with the Valentinos. Padre is his own thing. Yeah. El Capitan is the leader of the Valentinos. And he like wants you to go check up on somebody that he knows. So you go to her house and you basically have to break in and then like do some detective work to see what happens. And actually Johnny gets involved in the detective work, and you're looking around trying to find out everything, and you find out that she has a sister, and her sister has basically murdered her.
Lord.
I was not expecting to run into the sister, and on top of that, I wasn't expecting the sister to be a Red Skull above her head monster.
Oh shit. Oh no.
what level was the mission? Was it high?
That's the thing. Or? Because I stumbled across the mission, I never checked to see. So apparently it was a very dangerous mission that I probably wouldn't have been able to complete at the level that I'm at, which is 19 right now. But thankfully the game glitched. And she got stuck in an animation in the corner because I guess you're supposed to just fight her in the basement area.
Yeah.
I ran away.
Fuck that.
I ran up the stairs and she started to follow me, but then she got stuck at the top of the stairs.
Wow.
And I'm like, a word? And so I just started piecing her up with my shotgun. And then I ended up killing her and got like a bunch of stuff that is way too high level for me right now. But I'm like, bet.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold on to this. Shout out to this glitchiness. Shout out to the
watch
jank.
Out for spoilers.
Sorry. Yeah, that might have been a spoiler for people. But you know what?
Hey,
at this point.
There's this one mission. Did y'all see the one where y'all know the ring when Samara comes out of the TV?
Yeah.
There's one where this thing comes out of like a bathtub.
Oh.
And it's like real creepy.
I haven't played that one yet.
And can you kill it?
Yeah, you could kill it.
Okay, right, good.
Cool.
Good. Then it'll be fine.
I won't even see it.
The last thing I do want to say is another thing that I'm kind of disappointed with this game is the limited amount of relationships that you can possibly have. And not even just necessarily like romance, but like meaningful relationships. And admittedly, I'm not like at the end of my playthrough, so like I still have time, but so far you really only meet a few people that you interact with in meaningful ways, and then everybody else, it just kind of, they're in the background really quickly. And I'm kind of disappointed with that because this game was marketed in a way that was like, oh, this is an immersive, expansive experience, and you'll run into a lot of really interesting people that your choices and the way that you interact with them will affect things. And I just don't feel like that for a majority of the people that I've met. And going into this game, I was hoping that I would have like kind of like The Witcher, where it was like everybody or almost everybody that I met, I felt had really interesting arcs in terms of how Geralt interacts with them.
Yeah.
And in this case, I'm kind of like, outside of a few people, I'm kind of like, oh, well, that was it. Or the characters get taken out before you can even have a meaningful reaction with them. So I'm kind of disappointed with that. But like I said earlier, still mostly enjoying this game for what it is. And I'm definitely going to keep playing it because I literally have nothing else better to play.
That's where I'm at right now, too. Yeah, like I've turned my brain off, in a lack of better words, in terms of how I engage with this game. And by doing that, it's like, oh, this is fine. Like, it's okay. But like, if there was a choice to play another game, I'd probably be like not really devoting as much time to this. But it is what it is right now.
Yep. But that's what we've been playing. And before we go any further, we're going to have a word from our sponsors, Amazon Prime. Sponsor us, nigga.
Do it. Do it.
By the way, listeners, eventually we will get real sponsors. So don't be jarred when you actually hear us.
Yeah, right. Like one day, actually, we'll have like actual things happening here.
They could be like, they're joking. Listen to this shit. No, it's a real ad.
But for now, we're going to get these jokes off.
Right. Hey everyone, have you been enjoying this episode so far? Would you like to make sure you keep getting the best laughs, latest news, most fire takes? Then we're going to need your help. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our show. And if you have, tell three people about the podcast. Could be strangers, could be friends, could be loved ones, hated ones. Who cares? Every little bit helps. After you've done that, please follow us on Facebook at Press X, number 2, start. At Instagram at Press X, number 2, start. And Twitter, Press X, number 2, S. And now, on our YouTube page at Press X to start TV. If you've done all these things, well done. You're a real one.
And we're back. And now, it's time for the Quickets.
Number 1. This comes from Polygon. Sephiroth arrives in Smash Brothers Ultimate. So I'm saying this now because by the time this episode comes out, he will actually be there. And really the only important thing to note from this announcement arrival is that Kirby finally gets the bangs he deserves.
Yo,
Kirby, my man Kirby is styling.
Kirby Sephiroth looks hilarious.
Are you going to get the DLC, DJ?
I haven't turned Smash on.
I know, me neither, but I mean, I'm curious to play all of them.
Yeah, like, okay, so for those who pre-ordered the Sephiroth DLC, either individually or as part of the Fighters Pass Volume 2, will get access to a new in-game challenge, which is a boss battle known as Sephiroth Challenge. So players who complete that challenge on any difficulty will unlock Sephiroth as a playable character. I read that, and I was like, does that mean
you have to pre-order them? Yeah, that's
So like that was confusing. I didn't do any further research to figure out like if that was.
They should just say those who purchase.
Yeah,
not pre-ordered, but.
So you also unlock a new stage, which is the Northern Cave, and then you also get 9 Final Fantasy music tracks, which is pretty substantial. Also arriving, you get the Mii Fighter costumes based on Final Fantasy VII's Barret, Tifa, Aerith. And you get the Mario RPG Geno, which is a weird, like, throw-in with everything else.
Yeah.
But
one of these things is not like the others.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so, Barret. Because he's black.
Nailed it.
Anyway.
All right. Number 2. This comes from Games Radar. Among Us Xbox version confirms for 2021, and it's free on Game Pass for PC right now.
So Sony's just not going to get Among Us, is what you're saying.
Jordan, I'm kind of jealous.
I mean, it's not like Sony's not going to get Among Us. I mean, it's not like Microsoft purchased the Among Us brand. They just, you know, moved forward with integrating it into the Game Pass system, which is fine. I mean, you know, it's not, you know, you can play Among Us on your phone, and now you can play Among Us on your PC, and you know, we'll see if there's crossplay involved or crossplay enabled between the Xbox, PC, and Android system. So I'm all about crossplay. Like, I think all multiplayer games should be crossplay. That's what I. If it's cross system, it should be crossplay.
Yeah. But we will find out. Well, actually, Jordan will find out. Number 3. This comes from Windows Central. EA is now acquiring Codemasters for $1.2 billion. Per new agreement. So
I don't know how this is going to affect Codemasters. I'm a big fan of Codemasters stuff.
So yeah,
including the Grid and Dirt franchises.
I mean, would they have them make a new Need for Speed or something?
No, remember they have like so many other fucking. They have like what's that? Ghost Studios, Criterion, which did the Burnout franchise. They did like Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. Like they have.
So why
like,
did they need racing, another racing developer?
That's what I'm saying. They have they have credible racing studios, and the like Codemasters like, all right, we're gonna use this one.
So what studio is making Fable? Is that the Burnout studio? Talking?
That's Microsoft, my guy.
No,
that's the Microsoft exclusive.
Yeah,
So okay, Playground Games is making Fable, which is owned by Microsoft.
So Criterion's owned by EA? I didn't know that.
Criterion is owned by EA. They purchased them back in like 2008 or something. Right after Burnout Paradise.
Yeah.
Originally, it was Big Blue Box and Lionhead Studios.
Okay.
But anyway, moving on.
Take-Two Interactive was looking to acquire the UK publisher for $973 million, but
this is a lot of money for Codemasters. I don't know if they're valued that high, in my opinion. like 1.2 billion. That's over.
Yeah. What sucks is that they're gonna want to return on that ASAP. So here come the microtransactions.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What, so wouldn't it be funny if like they meant to buy it for 1.2 million and there was a typo?
Oh shit. Man, well, you know, when you're a company of that size, it's like, well.
Right.
Billion here, billion there.
Well, this deal is expected to close sometime in early 2021, so we'll see what happens. Number four, this comes from Complex. Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine featured.
Iovine, yeah.
Is it Iovine? Okay. Featured in new GTA 5 heist.
DJ, update. Why do you not know how to pronounce Jimmy Iovine's name?
He doesn't listen to music.
Oh, I don't listen. I don't know who Jimmy Iovine is.
Oh my God.
I don't know. No.
MF Doom.
No.
Flying Lotus.
Wait, is he connected to MF Doom? Okay.
No.
He's looking at the unreleased music.
Yeah. So, a Rockstar Games press release note that the update includes previously unreleased music from Tierra Whack.
Man, me say it funny.
That is. I don't know who
I'm taking be. Over. Flying Lotus.
Go ahead, Sean.
Featuring Mac Miller, Burna Boy, MF Doom, and more, as well as new radio stations and DJ sets from artists including Fly Low, and The Strokes frontman Julian Casablancas.
Let's go.
Elsewhere in the update, producer Scott Storch also pops up.
Scott Storch.
All they need to do to round out this announcement is add in Vibes Cartel.
Any in jail?
Grand Theft
Wagwan B.A.B.
Scott Storch had a terrible drug habit.
Hey, he got better.
Yeah.
So the only reason why this announcement is in here is
because we black.
Yes, it's because we're black and not because it's MF Doom.
This game is, what, 8 years old? Soon to be 8 years old by next year, and they still have... Like, this was, I don't know how many years in the making for them to have a substantial update that actually added landmass to the Grand Theft Auto map.
Yeah.
You know, like, that just hasn't been done before.
How is this game still kicking? My...
Because it's Grand Theft Auto!
Yeah, people throw money at it still.
I know, but, like, this is,
I mean, blame the people who are still playing it.
It's a game that turned into a service like 2 years into its life cycle. Like, it slowly stopped being a single player game. And like, oh, here are cars you can buy. Here's clothing. And here's all this other shit.
Now, I say all that just to say that, like, it's wild because at this point, like, Grand Theft Auto 6 just doesn't even feel necessary. Like, I mean, it'll obviously happen at some point, but like...
Grand Theft Auto Season 2.
They don't need it, you know? Like, it's like how Rihanna doesn't have to drop another album because she's got Fenty money now.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Grand Theft Auto 6 is going to be in the same realm as, funny enough, Arc 2.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you're saying Vin Diesel's going to be in Grand Theft Auto 6?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be awesome. That would be so fucking
the
awesome.
Buster talked. It's not great.
I don't have friends. I've got family.
Yeah, it's for family. But, I mean, you thought the F in Fast and Furious stand for Fast and Furious. No, it stands for family.
But what I mean is that Ark Survival, like, it's an open world survival game where, like, you play online. There is a story, but it's not really, you don't play it for the story. You play it to, like, just survive and build and all that crap. Mm-hmm. And when they said they're releasing Ark 2, a lot of people were just like, but why? It's like releasing Fortnite 2, like just add on. But I feel like...
Sometimes the mechanics and all that don't support things that they want to add in.
Exactly. And they want to update the engine as well. So I think GTA 6, whenever that drops, that's probably going to be a like close to a masterpiece.
Oh, yeah.
How hilarious would it be if GTA 5 still stayed on the top 10 sales list after GTA 5?
GTA 5 outsells GTA 6.
It just won't die.
We probably won't see GTA 6 until like 2024. It's like somewhere in the middle of this console generation.
I mean, it would be nice if they fully take advantage of all the next gen.
Yeah.
I don't see it being a cross-gen thing.
GTA 5's like a lobster at this point. It won't die. You have to kill it.
Well, that's it for the quick hits.
Yep. That's it for the quick hits. And now we're going to go on to our heavy hitters. And go on and take it, John.
He tried to take your job.
He sure did. And you know what? It's payback for last week, so I understand.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm glad you realized.
Our first heavy hitter has to do with all the controversy and different goings-on with Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
What are you talking about? It's a perfect game.
Sure. Cyberpunk disaster, question mark?
It breaks as intended.
Okay, so this comes from DualShockers first. Apparently, Cyberpunk 2077 saves will permanently corrupt if they reach 8 megabytes in size. And
Lord,
the newest patch that they just came out with does not fix it. They actually advise their players not to have too much in their inventory. And if you did any item duplication glitch, go back to a save where you did not do that to reload.
Oh, boy.
I'm wondering how the developer who played for 197 hours, some odd hours,
yeah,
it didn't encounter this bug. What did they do to...
Well, it's difficult to say how widespread it is. And what triggers it? Like, is it consumables or is it actual physical items? Like,
they're not even saying
this game is
they're
broken.
Saying it may be just PC for now, but any console players playing it, be careful. I guess the only people who don't have to worry about that is the Stadia players.
Mm.
Kinda. It's really strange. I
think something like this, as Sean says, definitely puts a focus in terms of that dev saying, like, yeah, I played 175 hours and I haven't beat the game yet. It's like, what kind of hours were they?
Right.
Like,
my man stayed playing with the Joy Toys for 175 hours.
Gotta make sure it works right, you know? Testing.
But the next one comes from WCCF Tech. And they issued a statement, but basically, the game was delisted from the PlayStation Store and Sony is offering full refunds for the digital purchases. Do you know how bad?
Yep.
It has to be for Sony to actually give up refunds because they don't like doing this at all.
Let it be known, No Man's Sky wasn't delisted.
And I believe they're doing refunds on Microsoft's end as well.
Yeah, they are. But they haven't delisted it, though. Yeah, it's not there. It's still there. I'm looking at it right now. Come on. You can still buy it there. Microsoft's like, come on.
Okay. Funny enough, some people are angry that they're getting refunded, but they're also taking away access from the game. So they wanted to keep
the game, right?
And get their money back.
What? Do you not know how refunds work?
I'm going to trade in my car, but I'll be goddamn, I can't have it anymore.
Also, why
and I'm gonna take the car keys back.
Why would you be like, you are so upset with how this game has turned out and how it's playing that you want to get a refund for it? But like, why do you still want to play it if you're that mad that you want a refund? What?
Well, it might be like crack. You know, some people might want their money back, but still want to smoke the crack.
Like, you mean like the drug?
I'm angry that this has caused this trouble in my life, but I want my money back. But give me some more.
They want their cake and eat it too.
Yeah, but I mean, pretty much, this is an industry-wide thing. I think this is the first time this has happened in ever, which a game has been hyped up for almost a decade.
Yeah.
And
people said that this game has put a hot spotlight on the quote-unquote cross-generation titles. Like, sometimes you're Madden, sometimes you're NBAs, but a game of this caliber being cross-generation was a complete fuck-up, to be honest.
Yeah.
It should not have happened.
This might be the worst launch I've ever seen. At least in our generation.
I would argue to say that...
Nah. Y'all don't remember the Nokia N-Gage? It was side talking.
You don't remember Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 for the cell phone?
I would argue that the only launch that tops this was the ET game that broke bank to the point where they just they just buried it in the desert. Like, that's how they got rid of it.
I don't think it's that fucking.
No, what I'm saying is that launch tops it. Cyberpunk's launch, but Cyberpunk is number fucking two.
this is like, and the worst part about because I was actually talking with Annie about this like earlier today, I legit feel bad for the devs and like the people that have been crunching on this probably since January.
Yeah, yeah, like they've been doing overtime all year.
The higher ups of CD Projekt Red that knew this game wasn't ready to be released on current gen and all that stuff, they can go kick rocks. But like, yeah. I legitimately feel bad for the people who worked tirelessly for this game to come out and are just watching it get dragged through the mud. That makes me feel terrible.
I mean, it's sad because, like, I'm still, like, really enjoying this game. Yeah. I still, like, have this game up there in terms of this year's experiences, and I'm like, fuck. But, I mean, like, this, once again, it's the layer of, like, oh, like, you know, we're playing on PS5 and Xbox Series X, and it's like, you know, like, we know this game is traumatic depending on the equipment that you're using it on. So it's like, I'm saying I'm having a great time because of this circumstance.
Right.
But we are still both paying the same amount of money.
Right.
Which
right.
is not equitable.
And on top of that, like, you're benefiting from the hardware that you have, but you're not playing the next gen version. And that's the insane thing about it.
Yep.
Like, this game was...
It plays the current gen very well.
Right. But it's like, the game was dead on arrival. And
really, really and truly... The PS4 and Xbox One version should be the premier experience, and then the PS5 and Xbox Series X should be the, like, exclusive VIP experience. Like, how it should have played out.
The Excelsior out. Package.
It is the Excelsior package.
It should be like a preview of things to come, not the only way to play this without it dying. And it's
not equitable at all. It's not fair.
Cyberpunk, like, they conned the entire industry. They sold, like, smoke and mirrors and all this stuff. They gave us, like, 9 Night City wires. Like, they legit acted like this game was fine.
Yep.
And this is why in the industry, or a lot of, you know, a lot of message boards, a lot of people say don't pre-order games.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, let the reviews come out. Let all that shit come out. And even then, we would not have known, though.
And that's why I wait until 11:58, the day before the game comes out.
Fuck up, DJ.
Yeah, that's what you did.
But, I mean, it didn't even matter because the reviewers went along with it. And, yeah, you know, they weren't provided with the old-gen versions of the game. So, even then, we still would not have known.
Shout out to IGN, though, because IGN, we've called out IGN before for being overly complimentary to certain games. IGN changed that energy real quick. They were like, look, bro, this game, we gave this game a 9, but I'm sorry. After we saw what was real, it's a big old fat 4.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's not been an equitable rollout, and... In no way should this continue going forward, especially when it comes to cross-generation games. If we ever get into another console generation, you know, you have to be mindful that the quality of service must be uniform. If everybody's paying the same price of admittance.
Here's the thing that I have a problem with. I don't look at this as a cross-generation game. This is a PS4 and Xbox One game. Yeah. Like, that's what it is. Like, you guys are playing the same version that we're playing.
No. Hold up. I'm pushed back. This is a PC game.
PC, yeah. I was just about to say...
This is a PC game that they ported.
Yes. I was just about to say, like, I look at it as this being a console and PC game, and this is the same pangs that we've had with, like, to a far lesser degree, like, we had with, like, Destiny. Because when Destiny first came out, everyone was kind of like, this UI... is garbage. Like, this doesn't...
Because it's made for mouse.
Exactly. It's made for mouse and keyboard. And it's like...
A lot of UIs are made for mouse nowadays, which is weird.
Yeah,
a lot of developers
that.
Doing that.
Yeah.
A lot of developers doing cursors. Like, what the fuck, guys? What's going on?
They've gone to that because it's easier on the back end to just have the one UI and then just have console people just deal with it. So they don't have to worry about making two separate, like, UI or whatever. But, yeah, it is bullshit. And the sucky part about it is... Two things, actually. I am waiting to see who gets fired from CD Cyberpunk or CD Projekt Red.
CD Cyberpunk.
Because if no one gets let go from this, then know
the developer shouldn't get let go. It should be the publisher.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm talking about the higher ups.
Yeah.
Like, if no one steps down or anything, and just like it, just they're just like, yeah, no, we're gonna fix it, like.
They have golden parachutes, my guy. I mean, at that level, you want to be fired and get your severance package.
I mean, if you think about it, though, like...
That's written to your contract before all this.
Yeah, no.
These are, like, white people. Like, like, where white people were invented white. So, like, I'm not entirely sure they're going to be held accountable in that way, but we could see.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's one of those things where they mention how they want to do the work to repair their relationship, but I really hope the internet... And it seems like it's going to stick, but I really hope the internet remembers this.
Yeah.
And like come next year, like August, whatever, or not even that, come next year, December, when we're talking about Game Awards again. And it's not like, yeah, CD Cyberpunk or damn, I'm sorry. Cyberpunk 2077, best action adventure. Like, no, fuck that.
So you're going to be a grandfather going, well, I remember this one game back in 2020 called Cyberpunk 2077.
Jordan,
it was the worst
look
game
into my
of
eye.
Year.
Yes, I will be that grandfather.
Yeah, your eyes will be looking like that too, right? All cocked out, disproportionate.
I'll have my own cyberware. That'll be so awesome.
I mean, it says... The Witcher 3 was like that. I'm reading.
Nah, The Witcher wasn't this bad.
Yeah.
Like, nah, it says it had a dodgy frame rate, things clipping through each other. It crashed constantly.
The Witcher was rough, but The Witcher was not. The thing was, The Witcher came out not with this amount of fanfare. Like, there wasn't a false bill of goods that was given in the way that there was with Cyberpunk.
I hear you.
The thing about The Witcher, from what I remember, was there was two versions of The Witcher 3. There was the version without the day one patch and then the version with the day one patch.
Yep.
And a lot of the stuff that came out was people playing it without the day one patch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you got a lot of the bugs. But day one patch fixed a lot of those issues.
It also
and it
did,
fixed
yeah.
everything. But it fixed a lot of those issues to the point where like it was playable. It was a fine game. Like they also had to release patches like going forward, but it was nowhere near as bad and as much of a clusterfuck as Cyberpunk 2077.
Right. And one thing I will give CD Projekt Red is that given with the way that they've handled The Witcher 3 and how long they've supported that game, Cyberpunk will be supported most likely for a long time unless they just completely throw it in the trash. But still, there needs to be accountability for this whole thing, and I hope there is.
And the last thing is that this was, I didn't put this as a quick hit because I was just like, fuck it. But they talked about how next year they're going to talk about DLC and multiplayer. I'm like, yeah, you better fucking do that. Like, hold that
and
shit.
And it better all be free. It better.
Yeah, yeah. I think it will, though. I think it will.
Yeah, it better. But for the last heavy hitter, we're going to pass it over to Jordan.
So UK politicians call for making the resale of goods purchases scalping is an illegal activity.
Good.
So, you know, we know that the UK has been plagued exceptionally poorly by scalping. Kind of like weird instances to which actual Amazon drivers are taking stuff out of the box and replacing it with other goods. Like, really egregious nonsense.
That's wild.
But the six Scottish National Party politicians have put forward a motion for consideration in UK Parliament to prohibit the resale of games and PC components at prices greatly above the manufacturer price, essentially. Mm. And resale goods are purchased using automated bots made legal for like their aisles and municipalities. And we don't really know what that means in terms of enforcement because it's the internet.
Yeah.
And the internet is fairly unenforceable when it comes to two parties coming together on an agreed upon price when one party legally, I mean, like, I think it's the bot layer, like using a bot to do it.
Yeah.
Because if I were not to use a bot, you know, I have total agency over my Xbox Series X. If somebody wants to buy it for $1,000 or, you know, $800 or whatever, I'm totally up for giving it up like that because it is my property. But the method of attainment is clearly the problem here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all tried it earlier this week, trying to beat out, what was it, Walmart or Best Buy or whatever? Oh, like, it was
pretty much.
310, 320, 325, sold out, and shut off your computer.
At this point, it's like almost seconds. Like, it's to the point where it's just like the last thing they put out about, console coming out. I didn't even try. I was like, no, there's no.
Yeah,
there's no
I haven't tried since the whole Walmart debacle, where literally I had gotten the console in my cart,
yeah,
and was ready to pay, and then the site crashed, and then it was gone. And I'm like, all right, nah.
Well, here's the entire motion, which kind of like allows better context. This house believes that new releases of gaming consoles and computer components should be available to all consumers at no more than a manufacturer's recommended retail price and not be bought in bulk by the use of automated bots, which often circumvent maximum purchase quantities imposed by the retailer. Calls on the government to bring forward legislative proposals similar to those introduced for secondary selling of tickets, thereby prohibiting the resale of gaming consoles and computer components at prices greatly above the manufacturer's recommended retail price. And furthermore, this house making a resale of goods purchased using automated bot and legal activity, thereby denying unscrupulous vendors the chance to make themselves vast profits at the expense of genuine gamers, that's funny, and computer users, while deterring fraudulent criminal cyber activity. So now bots are a cyber activity.
They need to apply this to sneakers and all that stuff too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like they said tickets, because we know scalping was big in front of stadiums and shit like that on game day, but they're like, yeah, we're like, this is the same shit. So it should be, because it is.
Yeah, yeah. This is good. You know, I really hope that the U.S. follows suit, but we're just dealing with so much of our own shit.
They won't. And if they do, it won't be for like a long time. Like, we out here trying to get this vaccine rolled out. Like, America ain't gonna follow suit for a brick.
Like, the closest we can get is probably if there can be a campaign that convinces AOC to look at this. Because she's probably
the only person to propose this, but they hate anything she does anyway. So,
yeah.
So, and it's kind of weird. I've always talked about what the goals of the ESRB is in terms of like the Electronic Safety Ratings Board.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I mean, of course, like they're focused mainly on game content themselves, not so much the resale or anything like that. But I'm surprised that like there isn't a better regulatory. Not government. Like, I'm totally fine with the video game industry having the know-how to properly understand how to, to self-regulate itself. But as these problems persist industry-wide, we have to kind of reassess whether or not the video game industry is capable of ensuring that crunch is not a standard, of ensuring that the resale and sale of goods are equitable for everyone.
I mean, the resale is on the government side, though. Not necessarily. Huh? The resale is on the government side, not necessarily the anything that we can do about it as far as the gaming industry.
I would even, just to add on to what you're saying, Jordan, like the industry as a whole, I don't think they're capable of making those moves because there is no real regulation. So there has to be like...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, these problems are persisting and the industry itself has kind of been fairly mute about it. Like, are we going to wait for... like municipal forces to come in and start regulating stuff? Like, that's a double-edged sword, in my opinion.
Right. I mean, if you think about it, if we all remember, 45 years ago, back in 2019, when they were talking about unionizing, like, where is that now? Like, that's just happened, and then I was gone. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Crunch is still around. Crunch has never gone away. Crunch has gotten worse.
Yeah.
And crunch has gotten so much worse that it is basically accepted as commonplace at this point, so.
Yeah.
I just thought myself, I was going to make another bad joke, and I decided not to because...
Well, instead of making that joke, take us home, DJ.
This has been another episode of Press X Star Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Most of you enjoyed making it. Don't forget to rate and review on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. Counts helps. In case you missed any of this, you can find all details and more on our website at PressX2Start.com. Until next time, we want to wish you a happy, happy holiday. One holiday. Happy New Year.
There's multiple. There's Boxing Day, Kwanzaa. Like, come on, DJ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
What? Yeah, you're right, Jordan. There's multiple holidays. Get hip.
Yeah. Happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, happy whatever else you celebrate. Happy nothing if you don't celebrate anything at all.
It's true. Happy Cookie Day if you just eat cookies on the holidays, because that's a legitimate thing that I would like to start doing.
And please continue to stay safe, wear a mask, wash your hands, wash your ass.
And listen to Press X to Start.
Yeah.
Real quick, wash your ass and then wash your hands. Don't do it the other way around, because that could be a problem.
Right, because then it's redundant.
Thank you, DJ. Thank you so much.
I do what I can.
Thank you.
Peace out.
All right.
Christ.
Good day, y'all.